How was your experience in at Biography Festival this year?
Well, in a word, it was great. What I really enjoyed about it was the intimacy of the connection with all of the filmmakers and the audience and the town. I think that's very, very important. Beyond showing the films, the opportunity then to discuss them and the issues and where Italy is going, where America is going, where Great Britain is going, that's very, very important.
Back to your generation, to the Woodstock generation, and your generation, what did you? We were talking about questions and answers. Did you find answers?
Well, I'm often a professor, even at Harvard University, the best in the world. So of course I've got the answers. to be serious, historians take votes as to what they think the most interesting generation of the 20th century was. And almost always, in Europe and in America, they vote the 1960s the most interesting historically, because, of course, we had Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy and the Vietnam War, all sorts of things. And women's rights began, civil rights for black people. All sorts of ecology movements and so on were born in the 1960s. And I think that's because, as Andreas was mentioning, that was a period, not just in America, but here, where there was a lot of real questions being asked, fundamental questions, and people trying to answer them with films, with poetry, with all sorts of art, what have you. That was a fundamental examination of society, what it means to be human, what it means to be an animal, what it means to live on planet Earth. Now, everything is just a nuance. You know, we don't really discuss fundamental questions. Well, I would give you an example. I was talking to a young student here, a very good student, just now, about politics. And the student said, you know, we look at Berlusconi, we look at Bush, and now we look at even Barack Obama, who was stopped by democracy. And then we say, well, wait a minute. Are we really thinking about democracy, and are we thinking about communism? We just say rotely. We don't even think about communism anymore. We can't question it. We don't take it seriously. But the boy was saying, well, shouldn't we look into it? And my answer to him was that, of course, I've done films in Cuba, and right now everyone is looking at Cuba for many things, including health care. Cubans live as long as Americans do at the cost of 1/20 the money, and yet they live just as long. Now, why shouldn't we look at the system that produces that? Right. Now, there's a connection between your Italian 60s, because I well remember when Woodstock came out and the Italian intellectuals came to me, we had so many talks about communism. Of course we realized that communism had failed under totalitarian regimes in China and in Russia and so on. But so many of us said, look at all the good aspects of communism, which perhaps we should celebrate and push up culturally, right? And that happened back then. As you know, you led the world, the Western world. You had more communists, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas in America, it was impossible to be a communist. That was against being an American. So maybe now, this fundamental questioning, culturally, politically, economically, you guys used to have it. You can do it again, right? I want to tell you that many, many economists now that are conservative are going back to read Karl Marx, Das Kapital, written in 1860, very long time ago, because it's the biggest critique of capitalism. Never mind communism, it was just a critique of capitalism. And of course he was a genius, a world-class genius. And now things are in such trouble with our societies that very smart people are saying, wait a minute, never mind communism for the moment, but let's get analytic about what our system is all about. So they go back and read Marx. I think you could see a new movement happening, really, with intellectuals, with Nobel Prize winners standing up and saying, look, we have the facts. We know what's happening with climate, with economy, and so on and so on. And they trying to take a leadership role for the world. I think people are so troubled that we are headed into deep, deep crisis, and no one, the politicians aren't talking about it, the business people aren't talking about it. So maybe the intellectuals, as crazy as it sounds, maybe they will show leadership, because they can't stand to just see human beings just go off the cliff.
Mm-hmm. One last question about this, your new role in the honorary board of Biography Film Festival.
I mentioned earlier some of the things I'm interested in. I think, seriously, that, for example, I have a proposal that's concrete. Neil Young, who is still extremely popular musician among young kids, he makes many, many films that are bizarre and interesting and so forth. And I propose that I will be happy to speak to Neil, who I know well, and suggest that he bring his films to Biograph, because he is a very outspoken anti-war. You know, he's very popular with the kids. And he's a leader. He doesn't keep his tongue, you know. And I think that would be an example of a nice crossover, musician and filmmaker, and someone you can just sit right down with intimately and be very stimulated by.